everybody. Welcome to the Ben and Noah Show. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
And this is our debut podcast here in New York City. Too creative, just trying to make it in this world. And yeah.
That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about like what the Ben and Noah Show is in general. I mean, this is the first time we're really like working on this. The first episode that we're really filming. And we want to make it clear like what the aim of this whole podcast is going to be like.
The goal of this podcast is for young, recent graduates like ourselves to sort of, you know, explore the creative community that is, you know, around. Because fact is, it's very difficult to, you know, get by right now. But there's no better way than to, you know, just articulate it, figure out what the problem is together. And that's the whole point of this podcast.
It's like a journaling kind of thing that we're going to do, but like verbally. And it's going to give us a snapshot of what life is like currently for each of us. We do intend to have some cameos from friends, from other peers who are in similar industries, similar aspirations as well. Probably we're going to look for people who are either freshly graduated from undergraduate, you know, university, or people who are currently pursuing, you know, their artistic education, either in graduate school or in undergraduate school. And I think it's just very interesting to get everyone's perspective and everyone's place in the journey that is this artistic space. And I think that it's also to just give a little bit of a space for people to reflect on how much they've progressed as well and where they are at currently. I think it can feel a little isolating when you are pursuing your interest, pursuing your passion, and it feels like you are only talking to yourself, or you're submitting all these applications, all these reels, and then there's kind of like rejection after rejection, or you feel like you're not going anywhere. But realizing that we're all in the same boat together, that is something that we're intending to build a little community out of this podcast.
Yep, that is the whole purpose of this podcast. And also, I mean, hey, listen, like, we just graduated. We don't know what we're doing either, but part of the point of this is to sort of, you know, build some authenticity with this and hopefully build a platform that people can resonate with.
Exactly. I mean, we can segue this a little bit to like talk about ourselves and how we've gotten to like where we are right now. We've only graduated about 2-3 months ago.
Emory University.
Emory University, baby! And I think when I was in my undergraduate years, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I went into Emory University undeclared, just kind of trying out a bunch of different subjects, but one thing that was like consistent throughout my 4 years in college was playing around with theater. I've been in some student clubs. I had participated in a couple of the plays and productions that the university was hosting, and I always found it fun, but I never really considered it as like a viable career opportunity or something that I could really like do more, right? And I think it was only like maybe my sophomore / junior year-ish around that time where I really fell in love with it to the point where I wanted to do it like as something more than just a little hobby. And that's when I started piecing together like, man, like it would be really cool to be in a space where I could pursue my passion while also making a living for myself. That's like the perfect kind of thing. And I'll be like, you know, that's what we all want to do. You know, I want to have a job that you love doing. And so that was just a dream goal. But when I was in my undergraduate years, I didn't really kind of have a clear image of what that would look like and how I would like get to that point. I felt like I was choosing theater. I was choosing the arts really late on when I felt like everyone else had kind of decided that way before they came in to college, kind of already knowing like I'm gonna major in theater studies, playwriting, theater history, like all these kinds of things. Felt like it made me feel like I was really far behind already. So I didn't graduate with a theater degree. But I still decided to move to New York City to kind of be in the space where many artists were kind of here, and I could be in the scene and just like through osmosis kind of get like a little bit more of that experience and learning people's stories and stuff like that. And so it was a real big leap of faith. I got a job working as a teacher here, and I love it so much. I would still like to pursue theater on the side and like kind of be in that, kind of have it in the back end and see what happens from that while I'm still living here in New York. But all the things are up in the air, and I think that's kind of like where I am right now, still figuring things out. It's not like I'm like, oh, I know what I want to do. But I think I'm really happy where I am right now. I just wanted to, I'm still not super familiar, super sure about like what's going to happen next, in a sense. Yeah. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, good segue, Noah. So, I didn't start at Emory. I graduated from there, but I didn't start there. I started at a liberal arts college in Pennsylvania called Franklin & Marshall. I was initially planning on studying chemistry going in. I'm not doing that anymore. Mm. But in addition to chemistry, and I was trying to become pre-med, I really needed the art scene. I was a guitarist in high school. I did some theater in high school. I didn't realize what I would ultimately want to do until I got to college, which was film and media. But the school I was at, it didn't really have enough of that scene for me, at least from the performing arts side. So I went through the transferring process. And so I looked at a bunch of different, you know, colleges that had good communities. I wanted to get something, I wanted to get an education that I thought would be fruitful, but also where I could also explore, you know, like artistic communities. Emory had that for me, you know, good exposure to Atlanta, good, you know, on-campus presence with theater and music and all that. So I applied, I eventually transferred to Emory after a very long process.
And that's when we met, sophomore year, right? Was it?
I think we met junior year.
Is this so?
Yeah.
Junior year?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, but... Huh.
Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. My memory, you'll find out in the next few episodes as well, that my memory is like kind of stinks.
No, because when I went to, I was on, you were on the Oxford campus until junior year.
That's true.
And then I was on the main campus sophomore year. Mm. We didn't mean to ad hoc. Musical theater club.
Yes, we were both part of a musical theater club, which that's how we met.
That's how we met.
I think that was the start of like, wow, hey, like you're really cool. I would like to know you more. And that's the wonders of like college. I think college is really like awesome in the fact that there's a space created for like people who are almost your age, like relatively in that area of your age. And then when you find someone who has the same passion as you or similar passions as you, it's very easy to connect and to like, you know, get along. And I think that's really cool. And I think graduating from that is when it gets a little like spooky, because it's just like, dang, like I'm with my coworkers are 40, 50 year old people. Like, I don't know if I can really super relate to you in like life experience, in a sense, right?
I think that with passion, it's something that I think can be kind of adaptable in a way. Like, my passion right now is film. That's the industry that I want to work in. That was not always the case with me. I was a musician for like 7 years, you know, performing gigs with my band and recording albums. And then I got into theater. And then eventually, it wasn't until like really like my junior year when I started like really like academically taking film classes thinking like, wow, this is actually a really cool industry and I'd like to be a part of it.
So junior year, that's when you...
Junior year was really when I decided. I had always had like this abstract idea of, you know, wanting to explore screenwriting. I think the same way a lot of creatives do. My freshman year at a liberal arts college. And then when I transferred, when I started finally getting exposure, that was, I would say, that really was catalyzed during my junior year.
Yeah, I mean, and then you also embarked on some projects in your senior year.
I did, yeah. Senior year was when I really started to get more into directing. I became really good friends with someone who was good with cinematography. And I'm really interested in, I really like making comedy films. I made one called Rain Check, which he was in and starred in. And then after that, I made Full Disclosure. Both of those, all those projects are what is my portfolio. They're all projects that I use to, you know, market for my portfolio. And honestly, like, that's what college is about. Like, if you have, I would recommend to anyone who's, you know, still in college, like, you have an idea for a project, go for it. Like, see where it goes so you can say that you have it. You know, like, having a project on hand that you can show people when they ask, like, oh my god, you made a video? And just to have one just, like, on command like that is very viable.
I think I like the idea of that. Like, having a lot of ideas and then not pursuing that because you're thinking, oh, everyone's like busy or I'm too busy or anything like that. Like, if not now, then when? Because it's not like you're going to suddenly be like, oh, once I graduate, I'll have so much more time. But like, everyone is also good. Like, if you're going to go pursue a project, let's say film, for example, you're going to need bodies. You're going to need people.
You can't do it all on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're not, if people are going to graduate and everything, they're gonna be gone elsewhere, and you have to find your own people, and that's gonna be, it's just gonna be, there are more challenges whenever you decide to do it. So, like, if not now, then when? Like, always, I have always been a particular person to, like, be like, I don't want to think about what if. Like, what if I didn't pursue this? What if I didn't do this? What if I didn't do that? So I'm more like, I still have some made some choices in college where I kind of regret, like, not pursuing it further. But, like, I am pretty happy that I gave it things a shot, even though some things may not have worked out, like, career-wise or like, in terms of, like, just what resonated with me. I think at least you know, like, oh, maybe that's not for me. Like, maybe I'm more interested in pursuing something different. I've tried dramaturgy. I enjoyed that a lot. But I think my preference has always been, like, on the stage and, like, being a performer. So, like, yeah, at least you can, like, rule out some things, like, okay, that's some things that I prefer more than others. And if you don't give it a shot in college, then when are you going to give it a shot, you know? When are you going to try that out? And then, like, gave film and directing a shot and really, really enjoyed it.
And that wasn't until my senior year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is the thing. I mean, college is a long time. I mean, you remember it as shorter because, you know, when you graduate, because it's all in hindsight. But, you know, it's a long time when you're in it. One thing I will say about graduating and the leap from when you're in the classroom to when you are in a city like we're in, you just don't know until you get here. You really don't. Like, I mean, I had, like, so many, like, concepts of, like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna live here, and I'm gonna, you know, make X amount of money. But, like, you really just, you don't know until you get there. And I think that is one piece of advice that I really wish that I knew during my final year at Emory, because I was so focused on the pre-professional track. But you really just gotta adapt. And when I really think about it, I mean, I didn't get into film or any of my creative projects because I was focused on my career. I mean, I did it because I wanted to, and I was acting in the moment. And I think, honestly, that's where some of the best passion comes from.
That's really interesting, because I think I have the exact opposite problem of them, and I think it's a good balance that we find each other in.
Yeah.
I didn't think about like the future thing part, like post-graduation ideas, until like really late on into my senior year. I was more focused on like the now, so pursuing different things and just like hanging out and experiencing college as well. I think I am glad I did most of the things that I did during my junior and senior year, but yeah, you definitely should just not just like not give any attention to like what's the next step, because I was just like, oh, I want to move to New York. Then the next question is like, okay, what are you gonna do in New York? And I'm like, act. And then I need to really think about it, like, practically. Like, you can't just show up. Oh, some people do, I guess, but like,
some people do. Yeah.
In general, you want to, if you don't have like, you need to like think practically as well, because if you're gonna be like, okay, I want to live in a particular place, I want to live in Manhattan, for example.
Yeah,
rent is going to be a big chunk of your expenditures, and it's like, okay, well, maybe I'm gonna live with my family. That's something to like know. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, then I'm at least not as like strapped for cash in the form of like I need to pay this amount of money every month. That's good. Then you can adjust your expenditures based on like how many times you go out, for example. Like, you know, but for me, at least, I just didn't really like give too much thought about that until like midway through my senior year, and I was like, oh yeah, I do want to go to New York, and I do not have money. So, like, what am I going to do? Like, I was really considering, like, part-time jobs or, like, something along the lines of that. And I think that what we are intending to do is to bring in some students, some friends and peers who did pursue that path where they're doing part-time currently and auditioning, going for theater events on the side as well. And they can describe their journey and their experience in that area. I opted for a full-time job as a teacher, and that came with its pros and cons. Like, I think everything will come with its pros and cons. For me, I am very glad to be working with the organization that I'm working with, but it's a two-year contract where I will have to be also a part-time student while maintaining that full-time like teacher contract, and that means that I have very little time for actually like working on my self-tapes, working on my going and just attending auditions in person, memorizing my monologues. And I think that eats that, like, and many times when I'm like scrolling through different, like, you know, applications for like different plays and musicals and opportunities that are happening, I'm like, oh, it's rehearsals are in the daytime, can't do that. rehearsals expect me to be like available in the mornings. I can't do that. And then there are some places that I can't go because of the commute. And then those things really start narrowing down. And you know how auditions are. People have been telling you, like, I auditioned 100, 200 things, and I only got, like, I didn't get any, or I got one or two. And if you're shooting fewer shots, which I am, then the chances dwindle. So that is something that what I would say is a con to my decision. But the pro is that I do also have money to live.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's kind of important, because you know, like I think it's important to at least like I'm getting to understand New York while also being able to like travel around, be able to look at opportunities, attend shows with friends, and I think that those things are beneficial as well. Just being in the city allowed me to through osmosis kind of feel like I'm in the artistic space as well, meeting new people as well every day. So I think I'm more like biding my time to save up, get a little bit more a foothold into New York before I make that step. But that definitely came with its challenges, where I felt many times, like, I don't know if you ever did feel this way, but I felt like maybe imposter syndrome in the form of like, or FOMO in the form of like, I am not pursuing the artistic passion that I imagined myself to be pursuing right out of college. And I feel like I'm falling behind, or I feel like I'm wasting my time. And that made me feel very restless, very like insecure in a sense. Even though I was busy, I just felt like I wasn't doing enough.
I think that's fair. I mean, look, imposter syndrome is no joke, especially like, I mean, look, Emory's a great school, but it is a very competitive place. And when you see, you know, people, you know, out of, you know, right out of graduation that might be doing one thing, you know, and you know, social comparison is not healthy, but it's natural.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, that is, oh God, I hate LinkedIn. To the point about imposter syndrome, I mean, I once heard, I was talking to somebody who recently graduated, they gave me some very sound advice that I didn't realize was going to be important until right now, which is, you know, when you first, you know, move to a place and you have creative aspirations and you want to move to New York or Los Angeles or one of these, you know, big creative places, you got to give yourself some time to adjust first, because you got to live before you do what you want. And, you know, I think that's very reasonable advice. I mean, you know, when you think about, like, you know, a lot of the big names, if that's what you're looking for, or even if you're just looking for a creative outlet, you know, like, having security is good. And when you're, you know, but you can't do that if, you know, you don't, you know, you're like just getting out there. So I think it's important to get your base and get your surroundings before you build up. And, you know, in like the first like year or two, it's completely okay to just like figure out what you want. I don't think there's any harm in that. And I obviously imposter syndrome is very real. And I mean, one thing for me that I've dealt with is that because the market is just so garbage, I want to enter the media industry, but because everything is online and because there's so much demand, it's very oversaturated. And so when you're looking at jobs and all that stuff, it pains me to say this, but it really is about who you know. I mean, you can take the right coursework and, you know, make as many films as you want, but like if you know people, that's where you're going to get the edge. That doesn't mean that you can't do that. It just means you got to know how to do it. I do wish that I knew a little bit more about that side of things in college. But also, like, there's a part of me that doesn't really blame myself for it, because I started, you know, wanting to go into media entertainment a lot later than maybe other people would. I fear that with a lot of people at the school we went to, there's a lot of reason to be competitive. And I worry that, you know, people, you know, get so much internship experience and take so many courses in a subject that they may not necessarily want to pursue 5 years down the line. And so it's, I don't know necessarily how to fix it, but it's a concern that I have.
No, that's like really true stuff. I also think that while we're in New York, it's important that, like, for me, especially for your first like few months being here, tap into the people that you know, tap into the people that like you came in like having those like mild connections with, and then always look for like opportunities to expand those circles, because I think, especially when your first few, before you settle into that routine, I think like just saying yes to more things and just, you know, meeting new people and getting and just putting yourself out there in a sense, you know, because that could be through auditions, that could just be attending events. There are many, many free events that happen like throughout the city of New York, especially over the summer. I feel like there's a lot of things happening there. Yeah. And those, I think that's a big perk for New York. It's very, there's always things happening, and you can just walk around like the parks, and there's like, there was this open mic that I went to for the first couple of weeks that I was here in New York, and that was great. Like just listening to good music, getting to meet a couple of people who just enjoy music. It doesn't need, they don't need to have to be artists, but they can be appreciators of art. And I think that that alone helped me feel a lot better being in spaces where I could just appreciate art and just be like having a good time with like-minded people. Yeah. And those little like connections, you never know when they might like become stronger, better friends, and then you get to meet their mutual friends, and then that's when you like start exploring those little like opportunities here and there. There's always a bunch of events that happen in New York that aren't really advertised like super duper well, and so you will only find out through like social media or through a friend recommending it to you. Yeah. And I would say like, for me at least, there were many opportunities where people would just be like, hey, there's this thing happening, if you're not free, dude, that's okay, but I have this, we're going to this bar, we're going to listen to this music, we're going to just go somewhere. And sometimes it can be like the day off, we're going tonight in 3 hours, and then you're like, I'm laying in bed, I'm at home, I'm not really feeling it, but I would recommend, unless it's like a really good reason, to just like say, why not? Yeah. You never know, one of these opportunities you could meet someone who is, you know, you just hit it off with, and then they could introduce you to a bunch more opportunities. That one thing leads to another, that domino effect is, I think it's so real, and there's opportunities like this everywhere in New York, no matter what profession you're pursuing. Mm-hmm. And it's a very artsy place, very artsy, a lot of music, a lot of nice stuff. We went to this that jazz concert.
That was great. Yeah, it was a free jazz concert in Madison Square Park.
Yeah, we were invited by a friend, and we're just like, why not? Let's just go and check it out and see how things go.
It doesn't need to be Broadway. It does not need to always be Broadway. In fact, it shouldn't. That is expensive.
It is expensive, and you gotta factor in the costs of everything. Yeah. But there were some good Broadway.
There were some good ones. John Proctor's the villain. That's a great one. We got some memories there.
Could talk about that forever. Yeah. But So what we're looking ahead for the next few episodes, we're like looking to explore different areas. So we'll definitely talk more about New York. New York's gonna be a kind of that central point. But we also want to acknowledge that, you know, as a student yourself, you might be thinking like, oh, what about New York? What about LA? What about Atlanta? There are many, many different like great places to go to as an artist. Mm-hmm. So we are also going to be kind of talking a little bit about these other avenues that you could pursue, these other places you could move to, and also inviting people who have made those selections. And, you know, we want to get like a wide breadth of how students have adapted to whatever choices that they have made. And just, you know, get a little glimpse of everything that's going on with artists. And I think that that's what's so magical about this, is that we all have such different paths we're taking. Even though we all have that love of art, of performing, of telling a story, we all are taking such different approaches to it. And there's no, like, wrong way.
Yep.
I guess the wrong way is not doing it. But, like, you know, everyone has their own journey. And I think that if you're ever feeling like, oh, I'm making a wrong choice, or I'm not doing what I should be doing, like there's no, that's, you should, you, like, we would discourage you from having that feeling, because we all have such a different path. So the next episode, we'll be talking a little bit more about Atlanta. And then we might have some featured students who are going to be talking and sharing their own experiences as well with us. Some episodes will have students who are calling in from different states. And some other episodes, we will hope to have some people come in live and chat with us. So we do have a bit of a schedule being planned out right now. But if for any reason we have not reached out to you who's watching right now, and you would like to share your story, or if you're a current student, undergraduate student, who has some aspirations, has some ideas, has some perspective that they want to share as well, we would love to hear from you. We want to spread this as wide as we can, where you can have your voice heard any kind of setting you find yourself in.
The beauty of performing arts and arts in general is that there's a community with it. Mm. And that is exactly what we are trying to tap into. That's the whole goal of this platform, and we just want to, you know, bring a voice for people. And if you want to be a part of that voice, reach out.
And that's the first episode of the Ben and Noah Show.
Thank you for watching. Take care, guys.
See ya.